tell us about the special session. What makes it different from the regular legislative session, and why lawmakers didn't vote to extend the session themselves?
Well, it makes a difference because the only thing that we can consider are the things that the governor puts on the call. We thought that we had, in the House Majority Coalition, we were willing to extend another 10 days and see if we could work out some of the issues, but we didn't get there. And so it's a, all of the things that are important are on the call, the appropriation budgets, operating budget, all of those points in the capital budget, as well as the fuel tax, which is incorporated in each of the House and the Senate budgets, but hasn't passed either body. And so we've heard it in House Finance, but we passed two tax bills to the Senate, and they haven't passed any to us, so we're waiting for them to pass that over to us. And we're still looking at some oil and gas tax and credit legislation, but it has to be legislation that makes sense instead of digging us into a deeper hole.
So it sounds like some of those deficit reduction measures that the House was pushing for may still be on the table, even though they've been largely rejected by the Senate.
Well, you know, what we're really doing is trying to figure out a fiscal plan for a way forward that'll work for our future instead of just getting by this one budget cycle. We've been kicking the can down the road for a number of years now. I think this is the sixth year in a row that we have funded our budget by taking large amounts of money out of savings accounts. And we in the House Majority Coalition said, hey, it's time to have a real plan that will solve our problem. But that includes, making sure that we have enough money that we can have a capital budget that'll get the state economy back moving again. And so that's what we're looking forward is supporting a vibrant Alaska and economy.
So you were a member of the conference committee assigned to resolve the differences between the House and Senate versions of the budget. Does that committee continue to meet? And if so, will it be doing anything differently in the new session?
Well, we will. We've had an organizational meeting. There's been, meetings on between co-chairs looking at ways forward. But the big problem is that we need to figure out what the fiscal plan is so that we know what funding opportunities and how we're going to raise the money to pay for the budget before just going in and determining numbers.
So before the end of the session, the Senate voted to take $50 million from the Alaska LNG natural gas pipeline project and redirect the funds to pay for things like new state troopers and road maintenance. You indicated that the House would oppose that decision. Why do you feel that money should go toward the pipeline?
Well, we have a project that is supposed to generate revenue. Now, we have to analyze it fully. I mean, we're in the last year of trying to figure out whether it can work or not. I mean, at the same time that $50 million was pulled out of their budget, they were actually over in China working with users of natural gas as well as investors over there. And so it really sends us mixed message to the market is, because that's what this all relies on. Do you have somebody that will buy your gas on a longer-term contract or will invest in the pipeline? Because, of course, we don't have the money to just build this thing. So it requires investors and it requires sales agreements that will fund it over its lifetime. You know, we're in favor of troopers, but, if you fund one-time trooper money, it means, okay, here's some money, go out and hire some troopers, and by the way, it's not in next year's budget, so you have to fire them after 6 months. So, I think it was a shot across the bow. It really wasn't a well-thought-out proposal.
The state's new fiscal year begins on July 1st. In your opinion, will there be an agreement on a budget in time to avoid a government shutdown?
Well, we sure hope so, because this year would be quite different than 2015 when a third of the budget had already been funded. So there was about 3 months of funding there. This time it would be like pulling the plug and you would have only emergency services and those things that had to continue for health and safety reasons funded. So that would not be a good solution, and I hope the Senate doesn't force it. Shut down in the government.